Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Oh, it's all right. Now, are these chairs okay?
What's that supposed to do? Crush the furniture?
Should we go knee to knee?
You do it.
When I first started in stand-up, I was like an improv guy,
right.
And I tried to bring stand-ups into the improv world by doing knee-to-knee interviews at this very small improv theater, and I would just bring on people I barely knew who didn't respect me and have conversations right here.
This feels like a Presbyterian prayer meeting from my youth, and I would go and sit in a circle with Koreans and pray for each other.
They do.
I always found it very uncomfortable.
The Presbyterians got into Korea hard.
Yeah, it's weird that they only got that part of the world.
It's all they deserve.
You wear the shorts on stage.
I do. They don't define me.
Hmm?
I just look more better in shorts.
You do look better in shorts.
Yeah.
But I just know of no one else who does the short.
You don't know any brave people. Women can wear whatever they want. They can have a titty hanging out.
Yeah, but do you get raped after the show if you wear the wrong thing? We'll start now.
Okay.
I'm joined by Sam Talent, author of Running the Light.
I prefer comedian.
That
who
I
wrote
read.
A book.
Hmm? Well, Joan Rivers says the opposite. She says, never go by comedian, always go by writer so that people will respect you.
Yeah, but speaking of getting raped.
Hmm? Was she raped?
Probably. She was a woman in show business in the 60s.
I think people respected her husband. And
who was her husband? Philip Rivers, quarterback for the San Diego Chargers.
I'm trying to, as a remark over my head, she did, after he died, she had a great joke about, she says, my first sexual experience was a rape.
That is a good joke.
Yeah. No, hold on.
Is that the whole, that's the whole bit?
No, she said, my first sexual experience was a rape. Luckily, my husband didn't press charges.
Oh.
It was that. And then it was something about, after her husband died, she went on Letterman. And she said, yes, my husband just died. I took the bag off my head during sex. She was good. She was good, John.
Dude, have you seen her documentary?
Yes.
My favorite way of describing the inherent fear of being a professional comedian is when she's like, you want to see fear? This is fear. Empty weekends in October. It's like May. She's like, where am I going to make my money this weekend? She's just like showing her calendar.
She could have done anything. She had a TV show.
She
must
have
had residuals. The daughter who's taken over the TV show.
I don't know if she got a bunch of residuals for a talk show. Those don't get syndication.
Fashion Police. I guess fashion does move on pretty quickly.
Imagine if we were on Fashion Police right now.
I feel like I put the effort in. I worked for it. This is a great shirt. This is very.
Thanks, it's like a Bill Cosby restraining yourself sweater. From touching my breast.
I still don't feel like we've started. I don't know when we'll begin. Is there smoke in this room?
I've been vaping.
Oh, you have been vaping?
Yeah. Without asking any permission.
No, go for it.
Thanks, man.
That's
one of yours.
We do. They're everywhere in Perth. They line the street.
Yeah.
And it's very.
They're giving them away at the airport.
Right way to sit. How's this?
What if we look?
Can you see me right there?
What about this?
I'd like it to be.
This
interesting in some way.
This is horrific. Sam,
can we see what it looks like on the screen? I just want to check that my gut is in a good place.
Oh, are you worried about your gut?
That is actually, whoa, that's pretty great.
Look at that. Look how coquettish I can be. I didn't eat all the eggs.
I love the book. It's a great book. I'd like to begin with a spoiler of the book, Running the Light.
Yeah.
So people can skip the first 5 minutes.
Right, yeah.
But there's a strange moment. It's a very structured book.
Uh-huh.
Every day, the narrator, he ejaculates or tries to, and he's injured in some way. And he... I wrote down a list of things that happen every day. I don't know if this, but he ejaculates, he finds cocaine, he does comedy, uh-huh. He gets drunk, he remembers his ex-wife, and he suffers a serious injury.
Yeah, and he pines every day. For her. Really?
In each case, they become sadder each day.
Wow.
They all escalate, except for this odd moment in the middle of the book where out of nowhere, like an angel, Norm MacDonald appears.
Yeah.
He was alive when you were writing.
He was alive, yeah. Allegedly. Well, we only saw him
you think it's a Nelson
end.
Mandela type situation?
Yeah, uh-huh. The MacDonald effect?
I don't remember him having more than one feature film, do you?
I don't remember him spelling his name with an A, but he did.
Did he?
MacDonald.
He was a Scot.
Norm
Macas. He's not Irish, yeah.
He was a Canadian.
Oh, no, it's really Iroquois.
Yeah.
He was.
Hey, let's not be Iroquois about this.
But is that not odd that you took a living man and you wrote him into your book? Did you know him?
No, I never met him once.
That's so
strange. He's the best of all time. He's my favorite comedian.
Oh, living and dead.
Yeah, and I think that this guy needed someone, some kind of hinge to connect him to the old world of road comedy when he was a success and he was on Carson and he had this budding career. Then the current where he was just like a, you know, fucking empty husk of a man kind of being carried around the roadways.
Who is it? It's Billy Joe Shaver.
Billy Ray Shaver.
No, but that's what, so, but
Billy Joe Shaver.
Pun on the... Is it a play on the name of that country and western musician that Norm MacDonald loved very much?
No, I'm sure it was subconsciously because that's such a great name. But there's Billy Wayne Davis, who's a very funny comedian in America.
You've got to have three names with a Billy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just think that was a good... it sounded like a guy who would be stuck in this awful life that he'd created for himself. A cage of his own wrongdoing.
Well, you've been on the road a great long while. 50 dates.
I'm
but
a
you, I
ghost
don't think
on the highway.
You haven't had that sort of road dog hack comic type career.
I hope not. No, okay. Yeah, no. I've been very aware of not falling into having to the stink of the road on you, as we say in the States.
I've heard that expression.
Yeah.
Even though you can't really do that in Australia because you have to fly.
Right, and also you take ferries, you know. There's like a dirigible that carries you to Marrickville.
We've got one nice city. I'm glad you've seen it.
Which one, Adelaide?
Oh, Sydney's. Oh, and the harbour.
Oh, yeah.
The ferry.
Yeah,
the Manly ferry cuts its way across Circular Quay.
Mm-hmm.
Manly's beautiful. It's the worst comedy room in the country in Manly.
What is it?
The Manly boat shit. Maybe it's just bad for me. I had a heroin addict tell me to quit. She was a very skinny woman with the leathery skin.
What was her name?
Actually, no. She was just a lady who was there.
Okay.
But she said, I just want to let you know, you're not funny. And I don't know if these people are being too polite, but yeah, it's no good.
Wow.
She
was so polite about it.
I had to come back and MC the second half after that. It was to her and four
other
people.
You in the first half?
It broke my heart.
This was the intermission?
Yeah, that was the intermission.
You guys got to get rid of this fucking intermission. It sucks.
You don't do intermissions?
It sucks. No, we have waiters. We have servers. You're going to sit at your desk and watch
the
show.
I love that you use the word server.
Yeah.
We would never. We're a very egalitarian society.
They serve you. They bring you the things you want, and you spend money on it.
We don't like to draw attention to the fact that someone is there to serve you.
Yeah, you probably call them like a bring around boy. go get me gal.
Boys, go get me gal is not bad.
Uh huh.
Well, we don't have, and the service here is not good.
No, because you don't tip.
We don't. No, but that's nice not to tip.
I love it as an American. But then if you need more ketchup, there's no incentive for them to bring it to you before your meal's over.
I mean, they disdain you in America as well, right? They just hide it with a little razzle-dazzle.
They fake it because they want that sweet, sweet 20%.
Isn't it better to live in reality?
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do a job, you should be rewarded for it. You guys all just make 26 an hour and you fucking, work 2 days a week and you follow the rules.
Well, we've been discussing Australia in general. You said it feels like a safe country, but are you not disgusted? Sometimes Americans will come here and they'll be a little disgusted by the laid-back nature of it.
I love
no
it,
No one's pushing ahead.
No one's
really achieving anything. There's no inventions.
What, people want you guys to like fucking revolutionize solar power when they come
maybe
here?
We could. Well, if anyone's going to revolutionize solar power, we could make hay.
Well, you guys also live underground half the year, at least in the middle.
One city.
Yeah.
No.
One city. You have a city underground.
Well, cities
which
are
isn't
very,
novel to you. I brought
you
it
say
up.
City is a very, it's a stretch for Cuba PD.
Yeah. People live underneath school buses.
They
have no sun. They fear the moon.
this is first I'm hearing about it. Maybe that's not making it to our papers, and we need a foreigner's eyes to see.
Yeah,
it truly
yeah.
is.
You need some carpetbagger to come in and give you a fresh perspective.
Not an expression we have.
Yeah, I know. But I no one wanted to come here and profit.
No, but this is what I mean, that spirit. In America, there's some like sense of.
What if we slowly rotated?
Go west, young man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it very slowly.
Right.
And this is maybe the best thing about the country is the spirit of adventure and achievement.
I think you guys
Anything
are great.
Is possible.
You guys are wild. I mean, Andrew
we'll
Wolf.
We'll never make it to the moon.
No. What are you going to do up there? Crack a fucking wee pint of VB and have a kick around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a great game at AFL. The ball would go so high. Yeah,
people would be jumping.
It'd be real nice.
It'd be like if you had black people out there. That's the height you could achieve.
We have two black people out there
Sudanese,
at a time.
Sudanese, you know all their names.
One Sudanese in the back and a Mercurial small forward down the front.
Mercurial.
They're always described, our Aboriginal players are often described as being mercurial.
What? Because they can't say tricksters?
Yeah, it's like, he's clever. Yeah. He's magic.
He's got a whimsical eye for the
Do
game.
Do you have that thing with the players of colour that we're not meant to call them magical?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Only if they're caddies, then you can call them magical.
Is that a film?
Yeah. Bagger Vance.
I never saw Bagger Vance.
Who did?
Will Smith?
And his Jinx. You owe me a soda.
It's like a Coca-Cola.
You guys don't have that when you say Jinx, you owe me a Coke?
No.
Oh,
do we have that? We do have that. You can't say Jinx, though. That's definitely a...
Oh, yeah.
The racial Pokemon. I choose not to say it wherever I can.
You had Jinx and Mr. Mime was trans.
No.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was she?
Mr. Mime was married to Ash's mom.
He helped. He
right.
was just there hanging out.
Well, if you think about it, Ash can talk to Pokemon, right?
Yeah, can they?
Yeah,
can
and also
back?
They attack him. Well, they don't attack any other humans, okay? So it only makes sense that his father was a Pokemon. He's half Pokemon. And Mr. Mime's in there piping his old mommy. No daddy around. Where's Papa? Where's Papa Ash?
It's never explained. It's so that he can connect to...
I'm just saying, he can talk to Pokemon?
They can't talk. I mean, they can all talk to Pokemon. That's not... Hold on. That's not a new,
no, no,
fresh
you can
thing
boss
in the Pokemon
them around.
Universe.
But Pikachu's like, how was your day, Ash?
Oh, he hears them.
Yeah.
Well, then why is Meowth bothered to... I like that Meowth only through hard work managed to talk to people.
Well,
and
the
other Pokemon are somehow lazy.
I'm pretty sure that Meowth's people own the media. I think that was alluded to.
I never picked that Meowth... Because he has gold coming out of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not an anti-Semitic trait in Japan. That's very positive.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, Jewish people are very good with money.
Yeah, I like that you do the voice.
I look at the cat. No, I believe we should be allowed to do the voice.
That's
because
very bold.
They kept us in prisoner of war camps. And we never colonized them.
We
They're
imprisoned,
like the French of the East.
We imprisoned them. We had POW camps for the Japanese during
Dub Dub. Yeah, but they were treated
so
nicely.
They were good.
We treated them. They gained weight in our prisoner of war camps.
You gave them flutes. You gave them shovels.
They played baseball.
Uh-huh.
We didn't make them build a railroad.
We didn't make them either. They wanted to. They loved it. It was them
we
and the Irish.
Built your bullet to train.
Yes. Have you been up there?
Where?
Japan.
No, I never.
No, what? You have racist impersonation city?
It's not a... I think it's the one that should be okay. I'm bringing it back.
You know what I like?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Caribbean one. The Jamaican patois.
Oh, yeah. Can you?
Aye, Rastaman. Yeah. I and I. Feeling iry. Too many clams.
That's just an Essex accent.
What's Essex?
Like east of London. That's
oh, I don't know.
There. And then they picked it up. And that's...
This whole like white dysphoria you guys have. No
well, you've
cares.
Got three accents in America for the whites.
We have more than that. We're so nuanced.
You've got the Northeast. You got a weird Louisiana thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got I'm walking here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the California
microprocessor.
One.
That's Boston.
Oh, yeah, Boston is its own thing, and Philadelphia is its own thing.
Philadelphia, they say water and Mario.
You got like six cultural places.
Yeah, because we have a lot more people than you. We have 10 times.
And then it's a wash. We've at least got. Maybe we just have... Adelaide has a different accent. It's the only one.
No.
You may not have picked up on it while you were
well,
here.
Well, every Australian I hung out with so far has just been screaming at all times.
Well, no, we're a little more demure.
Yeah, you guys are coquettish.
I would say precocious.
I'd say mercurial.
Hmm? We're a little... I'm trying to think of words that you'd use for a young porn starlet. Other than mercurial.
Confused, afraid, alone.
I think being taken advantage of in a difficult industry.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about the book. I've got to talk about the book a little bit.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Why do you have Norm Macdonald come in as a sort of angel?
As a sage? As
well,
Anthony Jeselnik said he didn't care for the sage figure of Norm Macdonald.
Well, he also had a hard time with him on Last Comic
Standing.
Right,
they had beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then after he died, all of a sudden, he loved Norm. Oh,
he was
Norm
great
was the
guy.
Best. Yeah, yeah.
That's my Jeselnik.
That's good.
Thank you.
He's a great guy.
He's something sort of severe and South African about Andrew.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Is he?
Where you're going.
I'm told it's a great city.
Have you revealed that yet?
Well, I'm...
Your plans to expatriate your proud homeland where everything's figured out and fancy free?
I think there are big problems with this country. There's no...
What?
No, well, you...
Not enough taffy? Not a candy apple in every boy's hand? What's the matter? You guys are great.
There's no spirit of greatness here, and there's no sense that we're in charge of our own country.
Yeah, but it's also no one cares what you guys are up to. You guys are like, oh, we need to be on the fucking same pedestals as America and England. It's like, no, this do your
like,
thing.
It's like that Monty Python thing where the Protestant comes home and says, I can have sex with you any way I want.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't. We have the freedom. We're alone. We have the money. We have the we have no will for it.
The fact that you think that Monty Python is still a cultural milestone to talk on just goes to show how Australian you guys
you
are.
Know, do you know the reference, though?
I know that John Cleese's daughter did comedy in Sydney when I was there. No one liked it.
She lives in America, though.
No? Well, she was here, and she was bombing. And Wolfie was like, that's enough!
I keep getting off the book.
Yeah, so you broke it down clinically. So Norm MacDonald...
Did you not think of it in that...
No, I was just trying to write a book.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is funny that he like goes through all these things every day.
It gets worse every day.
That's how bad I am as a writer.
And then Norm MacDonald comes in and his life comes good for one day.
Yes.
And then... Spoil everything. But I think he... It's an optimistic book about the... His life is never going to get better.
No one's ever called it optimistic.
I felt positive.
I think it's a bleak look at a troubled man.
No, when he's in the river at the end, he's splashing about and the boys love
him. Kind of biblical, isn't it?
Yeah. Hmm. And when he's just after he's groped that woman in the...
That was a toned down version of that too.
What, there was a full-blown rape in the original?
In the original, he blasted in his pants.
Oh, nice.
He did a bit of a Japanese businessman on the subway. Frature, if you will. Not fromage. That's cheese.
Why did that come out? You thought that was...
Because he got hard and he rubbed himself.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Who did you have this book edited? Your father did the copy edit or something?
My father copy edited, but I sent it to a couple of people and I was like, I think it's done. Read this. Mishka Shubali was very integral to the completion of this book. And yeah, he was like, you got to get rid of him coming in his pants. Because we already don't really like him, but then he nuts in his own khakis.
No, I liked him the whole time.
Well, yeah, but you're a damaged person.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're renouncing your citizenship. You're going to burn your passport.
No, we'll keep the citizenship for when... I don't know which country's going to break into war faster.
Not you guys, because everyone's going to be at the beach.
Well, that's where the war will come.
Yeah, it'll be a war over who gets to play locals only or tourists as well.
Well, you're about to go to Cairns. That's the one bit of the country that we were willing to give up to the Japanese.
They can have it. There's nothing in there.
We drew a line, and we said, but mine's not, so I'm... keeping it safe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is the best visual.
Sam laughed a couple times early and now he's been just eerie quiet.
Let's see if I can ask anything exciting about the book. I like the cover.
Thank you.
It's like that Rammstein album. Do you know the one? Is it based on that?
No.
Have you thought about the book? I thought about it a lot.
I wrote it and I was done with it.
Oh, I was very touched.
Thank you. Now I bought myself a catamaran with the props. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I'm just happy to... Look, anyway, you can help me get the catamaran. We should get onto the catamaran.
I think that boating is a valuable thing to do.
I got a vision, and I feel I have to buy a boat. I have no interest in sailing the boat.
So this was your burning bush?
Yeah.
Was the vision of having a boat?
I don't know if it came from up above or down below, but someone's telling me to go and
get it. I think it came from the side.
I think the YouTube algorithm just kept showing me beautiful people on catamarans, and I've mistaken that for a vision.
You're lamenting all of these trappings of Australian society that I think are so valuable. You're very laid back. You're free. You're all beautiful people.
That too can be a prison.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough on you. You know?
Well, there's a deep loneliness.
You keep saying you're fat. I'm like, shut up.
Not by your standards.
But, you mean my, like, specific?
No, you personally. But you... You're a larger man than I am.
I'm big.
When we came in, Sam, the cameraman, said, James, you've lost weight. And I thought, I'm standing next to the right fella.
Yeah.
This is how I've
I also went to shake his hand and he flinched.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
He went, he's not a toucher.
Yeah.
It's too liberal a country.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the issues.
I don't know anything about your politics. I know Bob Hawke is cool. He's the only guy that
cool.
I know. Yeah.
I think he
I only know because he like would drink
government.
A beer at a cricket game real fast.
He was replaced by Paul Keating.
Pork heading.
Paul Keating. Paul Keating.
Paul Keating.
Yes.
Okay.
And he, I think is, I'll cut this. I think, but he's very beloved by the left in this country.
I bet there's a lot of bad stuff happening on that refugee island you guys don't talk about.
I think the other way around.
Not enough bad stuff?
I think it's definitely nicer than we make it sound. We set up a bad refugee island to encourage people not to come. And then we put out a lot of bad press about the refugee island.
Oh.
And then you look at the refugee island on Google Maps.
It's just like a cupcake shop.
Soccer field.
Yeah. Everyone's wakeboarding.
A lot of positive Google reviews. Uh-huh. Some sort of boarding happening.
Great there. Restaurants.
That's one thing that as a country that we have weirdly made our peace over in the last 10 years is being very brutal to refos.
Refos?
So refos, the refugees.
You guys just throw an O on everything. We Those refos are Devo.
Well, we won't throw an O on them if they're drowning in the ocean.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I thought that was pretty
if
good.
If it floats, it's good. Yeah.
But you don't have immigration.
Quit doing this.
You have immigration. I just like to touch.
I like it too. I wish you were showing more skin.
Me too. I'll take the shirt off for you.
Pop that shirt off.
No, I'll do the jacket.
Okay. You're wearing the red, white, and blue. I like that.
Well, I wanted to wear something uncomfortable.
Is that a Massimo shirt?
It's my brother's. And then I watched, what's my man's name? It's Jeremy Lin. I watch a lot of fashion television programs.
Really?
On like, you know, Making the Cut and Project Runway.
Yeah.
I'm a big Tim Gunn fan.
Tim Gunn's great, dude.
He's such a delight. Mm-hmm. And they had the man from Moschino as one of the judges on the latest Tim Gunn fashion
What's
show.
What's Moschino?
Is that not how I say it?
I think it's Massimo. Isn't that like the shitty surf company?
Oh, I thought I was wearing the fancy one.
We get all of your clothes over there and they're just like 10 for
Rip
$1.
Curl.
Yeah, Rip Curl.
Rip Curl. Mm-hmm. Roxy.
Yeah.
Not known for our fashion. We've got the Cosby sweater.
This is
That's
a
one
t-shirt.
Of ours, the
oh, the Coogee. Yeah. I've been trying to find real Coogee. I went to...
Very spinny.
Is it Melbourne where they have the Queen Victoria Market?
Yes, they do.
Right?
You wouldn't find one there.
I went in there.
Yeah.
And there was a knockoff Coogee. There's this place. I have the card in my wallet. And the guy I walked in, I was like, do you have any? And he stopped me and he's like, we're going to have to make something for you. And I was like, oh, you don't have any? He's like, he pretty much put his finger to my lips and was like, shh, don't waste your breath. We won. You know, and so he gave me his card and he's like, I'm going to call the factory and see if we can produce a garment for you.
Is it underway at the moment?
No, because I don't want to call him and be like, yeah, that's Danny's knitwear.
You got to get it. You got
to. I don't want him to have to fire up the fucking garment police.
We need the infrastructure. Yeah. We need people to get manufacturing happening.
Them making me a 4X sweater would keep a lot of people housed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have to.
But those Coogee, I own a Coogee garment that I wear. I wore it when I did a Will Smith TV show, and he was very impressed.
And you showed your wife's bottom to him.
Her rumpus room, as I call it.
I tried not to have a look to see how roomy the rump was.
So she bought those pants at Uniqlo, and they don't really hug her voluptuous curves.
You wish to show off your woman. To
I want her to. She's not my woman. God, you do have Australian mindset.
I say, well, you, I don't. What's wrong with my woman?
She's my festy mole.
You're her. She might say, that's my man.
Oh, she will.
You're one flesh. You own each other.
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
We're bound with a covenant, sacred vows, all that.
And you're a cross for one another. You make each other suffer and you bring each other salvation in the process.
Yeah. She hangs on me.
And you know. I mean, I was going to make a big man joke, but I
you
won't.
Can.
She's so small and lovely. That was one of the main
crazy.
Things. Yes.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I know. It's a good sign
surprising.
When a man has a better looking lady.
You have
he.
To.
Yes. But sometimes you see the other way around and you see a good looking man with a very unattractive woman.
He's a homosexual.
I always think either homosexual or he enjoys the power that comes from her needing to look up
right.
to him.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
There's something beautiful about a man who humbles himself by having a hot wife.
I do it every day.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you masturbated so much that now you can't come?
I think this is a very normal experience for men of my generation.
You cranked your pud so hard that now you're numb to the idea of a woman's touch?
I had to get an adult circumcision because scar tissue took hold. Whoa. We can talk about that later. I've spoken about that a lot on the pod.
I'm sure that's your main thing. Botched circumcision.
No, I think it was a good circumcision.
Penis
but you
sucks.
Can never tell. Are you a circumcised? I don't care.
I'm circumcised.
There,
I was born in an American hospital. I had no say in the matter.
I don't understand why as a nation you'd love it.
My wife won't do it. She's a doctor and she will not do circumcisions.
She won't circumcise the men.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better.
Or the women.
Well, there's...
and I say, hey, do you want to work in Africa?
Who do you think is scarier, the trans or the Muslims? That's a bit that I'm working on at the moment.
You know what's the scariest? A trans Muslim.
No, they're not scary. They've all been killed by their families. I'm working on it. I think that could be a 5-10 minute bit, but I won't run it on you now. I want to do it. I've never done it on stage. I was thinking of doing it on stage tonight, if you don't mind me not doing well.
You know what was a joke that I tried to do? Was talking about how my niece is half Muslim.
Okay.
Bottom half. She's circumcised.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's great for us.
Do you know the hadith about the female circumcision?
Huh?
The hadith are the collections of the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, as opposed to the Quran, which is their holy book.
Hadith?
The hadith. It's like the secondary, it's like the commentary. It's just things they think Muhammad said.
They're just musings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times the Prophet laughed. Times the Prophet made people
what
laugh.
What did he laugh at?
The Sunni and the Shia have different... They have different hadiths.
Oh, I know.
Well,
can't they just get along?
But one of the hadiths is about the female circumcision.
It's always Sunni in Kabul.
Is it Sunni? Oh, that's very nice. I've only watched a little bit of that show.
Yeah.
The Sunni in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a show?
No.
I was talking. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, too quick. I want to tell you my favorite hadith.
Please. I've been waiting all day.
Someone comes to the prophet and says, Prophet, can we do the female circumcision?
Yeah.
And he says, look, you can. But as pleasurable as it is to have sex with a circumcised woman on earth, it will be more pleasurable for you in heaven to not circumcise your women.
Wow.
So you can do it, but it's something that you can offer up as a suffering to enter paradise is to not circumcise women. So I still, sorry, I needed to get that out.
That was such a great story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking love right Muslims. Now? It's crazy that there's the... Historically, the war between the Jews and the Muslims, they don't really like Muhammad, but they love prophets.
It's very good.
That's not bad.
That's very strong.
You should take that.
I want
do it tonight.
I'll do it with the meowth stuff. Yeah. No, I try very hard not to. We have some Jewish people in this country, but
yeah,
not,
I know.
Not so many.
That sucks.
We have a few in Sydney.
We talked about this after that great sandwich down at Questerberry's Marketplace or
did
whatever.
Did we get to the Sea Mites?
No, no, no.
We did Race Chat.
We were talking about how you guys look down on us for our problematic past with race. But we also allow people in and have 400 million. And I had like black neighbors. And you had black people when you played Madden. You know, like you don't...
It was very strange meeting non-media black people in America because I've known a couple.
Media?
Black people.
What do you mean?
Like you know,
like bulky.
Well,
are you saying media?
Television, sport.
Oh,
rappers.
You meant like meteor?
No, like well, meteor as well.
Yeah,
but I met unfashionable black people in America.
Yeah, just like they're. It's almost as if they're normal people.
Well, but we don't. You don't let them on.
They're a fetish.
You don't let them on TV.
I don't run TV.
That's not what I've heard. Who runs TV?
I think the corporations. Nice try, buddy.
heavily edited.
You're not
going to
catch me in your bamboo cage.
Oh, you took the movie down. We're working on a script.
What's the script?
It's about a man who discovers a charismatic out of a cage. Glove.
A charismatic what?
A charismatic glove.
Oh,
and he
wow.
must live with the consequences.
What's it called?
Brad's Glove.
Brad's Glove.
Brad's Glove.
Yeah, and you're like, why don't we compete on the world stage with film? We're writing Brad's Glove in the shed.
I have to.
In Tunseytown.
I can't get any money from the government or the industry to make this movie.
It's cool that they do that, though. We don't do that in the States.
Have government money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rapist has to come in and wink at you, and then you get $60 million to make your project.
But at least the project you make with the rapist's money is fun and entertaining.
Right,
here,
yeah.
You get good, clean government money, but you have to make a movie about a rapist or a heroin-addicted single mother.
It's like an Ouroboros.
The snake eating his tail.
Yeah. You know what's cool? Mm. Chopper.
Chopper?
Chopper!
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chopper rules.
It's great. Have you seen Chopper in real life?
Yeah.
The videos of him? I didn't know he was an export. I didn't know you knew about Chopper.
Well, Eric Bana, right, was Chopper? Chopper. Yeah, there's that one where he like shot that guy on the news.
He shoots a William Telt.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy gets hit, does he?
But I think...
He's shooting bottles.
But then doesn't he threaten the woman who's...
Yeah, he threatens the woman.
Yeah, with a gun.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
He was...
They should have let him and Bob Hawke run this place.
There's a weird... Have you been to New Zealand?
No.
Okay.
Who cares?
It's a beautiful country, beautiful people. I'd like to make it in New Zealand as well.
No, I don't want
to
go to the tail. Give me the head.
Well, it's a prettier country.
You guys don't allow them to be even part of the continental discussion. It's just Australia's the continent. The New Zealand's over there floating around,
like
bobbing and weaving.
They think they have their own continent.
Yeah.
There's a plate that it's under.
I know. Oceania. Ray O'Leary kept being like, Australasia.
Ray O'Leary.
He's very funny.
Hair.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
meant Ray.
Yeah, I did shows with Ray when I was in Melbourne. He's so funny. And he never said Australia. He kept saying Australasia because he's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys aren't a part of the conversation. They're not allowed to speak.
Well, they enjoy
their
separatism.
They're the mute mime of the sea.
No, they have a bigger cultural impact than we do.
No, what? Because fucking Flight of the Conchords?
Taika Waititi?
What? Excuse you?
Taika Waititi?
God bless you.
He did.
You guys have that joke here?
Taika Waititi, God bless you.
This is when you hear a funny name and you say God bless you.
Well, we don't say God bless you, so we can't.
What do you say?
We say Gesundheit.
Oinks is oinks.
Do you say oinks?
Oh, a nose whoopsie came out. An eruption
nose
from the head.
Is not bad.
Yeah.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Blind your mother. You guys just talk silly, and I love it. I'm not doing the thing on stage that every American does when they come here and just be like, you ever realize you say cunt a lot? I don't do that.
Well, you don't say cunt enough, but there's, I mean, the it's deep in the psyche that people come here and they talk about the accent to the extent, Megan Trainor was here recently, and she's
Who?
On, she sang that All About
you
That
Megan?
Bass song. Is that how we say it?
Megan?
I wouldn't know the first thing. Megan.
Megan, yeah.
Fat
yeah.
woman.
Is she a big fat lady?
She's a medium-sized fat.
So here she's a big fat load.
She's she doesn't have a big bottom, but she has that. I'm all about that bass and the
no treble.
No treble.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue, legendary dumper on her.
I looked at it recently because I was listening to some Kylie Minogue songs. Very tight, small. By today's standards, no one would even know she had a bottom.
Back in the day,
with the gold
was out of control.
You look at it now and you go, the white bottom has really become an extinct phenomenon.
She's 75 years young.
She did have cancer. And that did age real quick.
Not breast cancer. They didn't scoop those out.
I think it was breast cancer.
No, really?
Wasn't it? Was it not breast cancer, Sam? She's a delight. Did she? Was she famous over there?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh yeah.
Did you have her sister, Danny?
No.
Oh.
We have Demi Lovato.
Yeah, for now. She always seems depressed.
Yeah.
She's
no.
What was I going to? I was going to say something about America. It doesn't matter. It's a great country.
We were talking about butts.
Oh, Meghan Trainor comes on out. She's been hosting this singing, The Voice, you know?
I do The Voice on stage sometimes.
Her voice? Or
what y'all talking about with that funky stuff?
Are you not allowed to do The Voice? I love The Voice. No. I'm going to do The Voice now. I went to an open mic.
Uh-huh.
It was the biggest separation in California between the California whites and black people in California.
Yeah.
The California blacks, if you will. I use the same term. I may as well. But it's like, it was at the Comedy Store, and it was like eight white comedians in a row just doing shit, just nerdy glasses.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
They were doing your act?
Soft comedy. No, I like to, my big inspiration is Steve Harvey. He's my favorite comedian of all time.
He's the best.
I think Bernie Mac is maybe number one. I've been talked into Bernie Mac.
You've been talking to Shane Gillis.
Yeah, he made me watch Bernie Mac for hours.
Dude, Corey Holcomb. He's the best.
Corey Hulk? I don't know Corey Hulk.
I'm going to send you a clip.
Please do.
He doesn't act out of an abortion in front of Shaq.
There's something I want to say about Shaq.
No, no, please tell your story about...
Well, first I'm going to say that on your commercials, only white people are allowed to be silly. If ever there's a silly person who's being judged harshly, it's always a white guy, unless the guy is Shaq. Shaq is the one person of color who's allowed to be made fun of on commercials in America. That's what I picked up over there.
Okay.
That's how I felt about it. We can move on.
I respect the outsider's opinion.
But the guy, all these lame white Americans just doing weak, you know, race gear. And then a black guy gets on, like a seven-year-old black guy, comes out and he just goes, he says, I love pussy.
Yeah.
And he goes, you look like you got a great pussy. I bet your pussy great. And he's 5 minutes of talking about this woman's pussy.
Yeah.
Kills, walks off, never seen again.
Uh-huh.
He won't have a career. But it was so vital.
He might.
He's too old. He's too old.
You guys hate old people in comedy here. If you're like 40 here, you don't have a shot. You got to be the festival darling.
They all made it.
A victim of sexual assault.
I would say it's the opposite. That our old people are encrusted on and no young person has made it through.
What are you talking about?
No young person has
been
following Australia.
Well, no comedian has made it through to America besides Yahoo Serious.
Jim Jefferies has respect.
Jim Jam, we love him. He's one of ours, though, now.
He is. Yeah, there's no one. All our television went away. We have no Australian TV.
Ray O'Leary's big in America.
That's simply untrue.
He's just tall.
He's big here, too.
Between Ray and Andrew Wolf, those were like my two favorite. And you, I'm so charmed by you.
Oh, please, you've never seen. I could be terrible.
We hung out all day.
Great. No, but you haven't seen me on stage.
I can't imagine.
It's a lot of poems,
bad.
And it's all poems doing the Charleston.
Do you rhyme? So you just do vaudeville stuff?
No, we'll do
it. Skidamarinky dinky dink.
I'll be doing trans Muslims who's scarier. That's my. I'm feeling it tonight.
Well, I would like to be a trans Muslim because then you get to wear the hat, the hijab.
Oh, you'd go M to F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
They are the hottest ones, I do believe.
Oh, for sure.
And it'd be very easy. You'd go the full tent and then you don't have to pass.
I'm pitching a full tent thinking about it right
Hello.
Now. Hey.
We're not as afraid of... 5 years ago, this part of the podcast would come out, but not anymore.
Oh, really?
I'm not afraid of being stabbed by a Muslim in the street anymore.
I'm not afraid at all because they're just human beings.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Bro. I'm connected. Is that it?
No, that's the, that's the end
pose?
Of the podcast.
Why'd you freeze frame there?
I just thought it would be a cool... Most of the time I've been facing this way and they've been seeing my scar. Hopefully, is that showing?
Why do you have a scar?
I was dropped on my head as a child.
That makes sense. Yeah. That tracks.
Plato says that only philosophers, something has to go wrong for you to become a philosopher.
I think Plato's delicious. Mm? And I had a big problem as a kid. So I would just...
How would you say that philosopher's name in America?
Plato.
Plato?
No.
We've got...
But you have the Platonic ideal. You know what I mean? The world outside the cave.
You think this is the Platonic ideal in Australia?
Of male friendship, yeah. Unless...
No,
Sam, maybe. Get on all fours. Can we use your boy?
Sam's a top. I'm a power
top, a top lad. He's my top boy.
He's no Dorothy.
Let's talk about this.
Please.
Your football that you have here.
Oh, yes.
Is the greatest.
Fine. Yeah, thank you.
It's so much fun. I went and saw a live game. And I guess a game between two teams that no one gives a shit about.
Correct.
Essendon and North Melbourne. I say they are.
Please.
Yes. And not in America. But here, we went and saw it. We ate the 4-20.
It's a free-flowing and exciting game.
It's just nonstop
chaos. We can't
get it
to take off anywhere, not even in the top half of the country.
I don't understand why.
They play rugby.
Well, you know what I think? I think Melbourne needs more teams. There's not enough there. They only have 11 or whatever.
A sticking point and you'll find no. They won't move them away. North Melbourne has 14,000 people showing up to their games.
Yeah.
This is nothing. It should be 50, 60,000.
There were 37 at the game I went to. 37,000.
That would be Essendon, mostly. Essendon does have a big fan base.
Essendon's the top boys. They're number one. I'm a Richmond guy because I have the
deep
hat.
Middle. Yeah, it's an unpopular hat in Adelaide.
I have a hat.
They beat us in the grand final.
I bought a hat.
Well, I'd like to get you a new fresh hat.
Get me a hat.
All right. We'll go out and get you a crow's hat. Sam, get out.
All I can find is just to balance it out.
Oh, the Carlton Blues?
Oh, yeah. Carlton Blues. Give me a Carlton draft.
It's a terrible beer.
That's what everyone says. It's good.
Have you had a Coopers?
No.
We'll sort you out. American beer is not sold in this country anymore. For 4th of July, we got a Texas neighbor, mm-hmm. and we had a celebration.
Would he fly in some Budweiser for... $14
a
bottle.
They only sell Budweiser, mm-hmm. Miller, mm-hmm. and Coors.
Yeah, Coors is from where I'm from.
Well, it's, I love Coors.
Colorado.
Maybe the finest
it's
of
creamy.
The three.
It's wheaty.
You can't buy a Pabst here anymore.
You don't want that. There's formaldehyde in
no,
it.
I
they use it to
Pabst.
Pickle
what?
Fucking, yeah, miscarries.
It's a great.
If you miscarry, you can just fill up a jar with Pabst and keep the baby,
that's,
zombify it.
That's great. That's the reason.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The miscarriage has happened and the solution to losing right. the fetus. But it's a good beer.
Fetus. Did you say it with a P-H-O-E?
Yeah, it's the non-racist way to say it. You got to say it with the hard P-H-O-E. And the Brooklyn Lager is not sold here anymore. And we really look down on it. But the beers that we do have, they're just sort of immediate sugary nothing beers.
They're mostly made with rice. Like Budweiser and Bud Light is made with rice now.
Who colonized who after that war?
You're telling me.
Yeah. Have you seen Oppenheimer?
No, I was in Japan. They weren't showing it.
Oh,
no spoilers. I'm not a big history buff.
It turns out they deserved it. And that's why they're not showing it over there. It's a great movie.
I cannot wait to watch it in a couple of years when I'm bored in a hotel room. I want to see the Barbie movie.
Yes, I'm told.
Because the men represent me. They don't have genitals. They're smooth.
I bet you have a big, beautiful genital.
I have a nice, erect hog.
Ah.
But just walking around, it's a real whisper.
Growing and a showing.
Yeah,
you have that?
And a thumping and a bumping. And a moving and a grooving.
Are you doing the voice again?
The you want to hear the song that I sing about my wife?
Yes, I would.
Okay. This has not been a hit with her. Since
you've raised this several times. You tried to get the song off the ground beforehand. You said, darling, would you like to hear the song that I sing about you?
And she said,
no.
Of course not. Yeah. She went, nar. So here it is.
Yep.
I'm married to a moldy woman. She's all covered in rotten decay. She's mired in slime and rot. She's a moldy woman and she's all I've got.
Oh, that's a nice...
Not bad.
It's a good pivot at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be as the less attractive partner. That's how you keep her in the game with constant
Nagging her?
Songs.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a dumb, dumb woman and she shouldn't leave me. She should stay in the house where she belongs.
She doesn't have a job right now and I'm paying for everything, so she should be nice all the time.
This is what I wanted to say. It's impossible to shake the accent. For the American, you are not exposed to it at all. Meghan Trainor came here. Mm-hmm. She was on a panel show, and she was making fun of the accent in the finale of the show. 8 weeks, all she could do is be flummoxed by the accent every
I wasn't
week.
Making fun of it. I just think that song's better.
It charms your people.
We love it.
Yes.
Because you guys all sound like you were kicked in the head by a horse.
How dare
you? Or like you drowned for like 30 seconds as a kid. Voice.
I'd like to take you. But no American who comes here hears the real gluttle public transport. Out of suburban version of
I heard it in Essendon at that game.
Yes, actually, you might have heard it there. Mm-hmm. Jack Stringer, you fucking legend, mate.
Yeah.
I went to a high school football game.
Go
America.
On, tell me more.
Well, it was in Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah.
And they got crushed like 72-0.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I like that in high school football, if the gap is too big.
The slaughter rule.
Clock just keeps going. Yep, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's called the slaughter rule.
Yeah, slaughter rule.
Everyone was nice while the team was getting demolished.
Yeah.
No one was shouting out. No one was drinking. This is
you
unheard
can't drink
of
at those
in this
games.
Country. Well, no, little hot dogs. Everyone's sober. You're not mean in the same way as a sports fan in America.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, isn't the point of sport to be there, to get it out, to unleash, to have the id, what's it called? Get it out.
Deus ex machina.
Yeah.
I think it is a...
James Brown's follow-up hit. Yeah.
I feel bad.
I am very sad.
I walk around sad.
No.
I remember being glad.
It's in a minor key. Uh-huh. So should make that with AI.
Minor key?
Minor key.
I thought you were talking about the break shop in America. So, yes, we don't... I think it represents sectarian violence, you know, because like we had awful rivalries with the Inglewood Pirates. I was an Elizabeth Cardinal and I was a very high caliber football player. I was all state.
Okay.
First team, not second team. Real deal. Number one. Big slab of beef.
Where were you playing?
In Colorado where I'm from.
No, in the team. What do you
mean? I was a left tackle.
Okay.
An offensive lineman.
Were you the only white?
No.
Is offensive lineman a all races position? Corner was the black one.
Corner is definitive now, but the Denver Broncos, my team, we just drafted the first white cornerback in a long time.
Wow.
You know how bad it is? Jason Sehorn is the last white corner. Okay. And we all know that. Every football fan could like, white corner, Jason Sehorn.
Well, when was his era?
He was, I think, when the Giants won the Super Bowl in like 2012, 11, 13.
Right. But there's this big push for black quarterbacks, right? Like it's considered a progressive thing. And a good thing to put a quarterback.
Well, that was like a real like hardcore. So the thing about cornerbacks, and I don't want to become, I'm not like measuring
so
skulls right here.
And a quarterback.
Quarter with a Q-U. Okay. And then cornerback covers the wide receiver. And these aren't big fat guys. They're usually tall and lithe.
Right.
They just sat wide because they're far out in the formation.
But they're
along the sidelines.
Okay.
And they run as, they're the fastest guys on the team.
Right.
The cornerbacks have to be able to run as fast as them backward. They backpedal as fast as the fastest guy on the team.
This is not a white skill.
No. Yeah. We're not used to running away. You know, we go forward. We impose. Say, listen up here, mister. You know? But the quarterback position, this is real fact. They didn't think that black people were smart enough to play quarterback because they give them this like test at the draft. But the test is inherently racist.
It's like, what's a regatta?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. When do you not wear white? After Memorial Day, Labor Day, Easter, what is it, you know? It was built for people who come from the landed gentry, the gilded cages of America.
They were giving this to poor Wonderlic Southern
black. Test is what it's called. Historically, they didn't allow black people to play quarterback, even though they're a dominant force now in the game. And they're all I think the top two quarterbacks in the league are both black guys, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
I'm familiar with Patrick Mahomes. We only really get broadcast the Super Bowl.
Right,
and he appears there not infrequently.
No. And also, he's the rival his team is the rival to the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
So his entire reign of dominance has directly subjected my team to pain and agony.
I only know the Denver Broncos from the Simpsons bit, in which they are
the Denver Broncos.
You just don't understand football much.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the Matt and Shane podcast.
Yeah. And he said all types of slurs.
They kept having to edit me. I didn't know they were slurs.
Yeah.
And people write to me. The only thing I get from that podcast to this day is people write to me and go, "How did you get edited out of the Patreon? What did you say?" And I go, I probably shouldn't tell you. I don't need it getting out there. I thought it was positive.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's...
I didn't know you were cut from that.
I was cut from that, and then I have to cut... How do I raise $250,000 to make a feature film in November, and will you be in the feature film?
Of course. Fly me back.
All right.
Yeah.
If we have the budget, I will do that.
Well, I have to get different visas, too. I have to get agricultural visas.
Would you maybe volunteer for it, and I'll make a gift to you of a different kind?
Like,
have to get an agricultural visa?
Yeah, because I'm such a big fat guy.
I don't think we're going to put you in the royal show as a cow.
Come on. Milk me.
I've got to get something out about this book. I spent so much time reading the book.
You know what's great about the book? It's available for sale.
Well, I read it thinking that I'd probably see you in Australia.
Did I send this
to you?
And
I thought, no, I bought it.
Off Amazon?
I bought it off Amazon.
Good. I was going to actually say that. If you live in Australia, please don't buy the book from my website because it charges you $45.
No, this was dirt cheap and printed here.
It's $20. Yeah.
Where was it printed? I'm sure your copies have a much nicer cover. My book also is out on Amazon and the printing is of low quality.
You have a book too?
I got poems. Poetry. Marlon Brando, 9/11, beautiful poems that everybody will love. It's a good...
I got to go. Now. You read a poetry book?
I got two. I got a new one coming out. My monkey and I have something to hide.
That's another nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
From America.
It's a John Lennon. It's a surprisingly strong book. I was moved and parts of it have been coming back to me all day, but I got to ask some things about the book.
I'm just looking at your notes and
notes.
It says the cover ... name of artist and then German ... because of the Rammstein thing.
Well, because the German artist who did it, I studied. I think he's Austrian, but I studied him in high school. And I saw it, and it's all forks in the eyes and bandages.
No, this was our Richard Ingersoll, who I grew up with. He was in my sister's grade. He did this painting.
I found him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. What's his name? I can't remember it, but he's very good.
But it's also you.
Grave Daisy.
You're the guy.
Yes.
But you don't look anything like the character in the book.
No. So what happened here was that Richard Ingersoll read the book, because this was the second edition.
Yeah.
The first edition was a black and white photo of me, kind of like shrouded in shadow. It was a Polaroid taken from me on the road where I'm celebrant, you know?
Yeah.
Victorious. And so he did this painting as like a congratulations, and I was like, oh, that's so nice. Let me monetize it immediately.
Yes.
And then here we are.
It's lovely.
It's great.
And very every
jarring.
Bad thing that happens to the character, I mean, the nose is
crown
there.
Of thorns, but they're cigarettes. It's very biblical.
I think I
he's a Christ figure.
Something happened to his head in the book?
He gets bumped over the head with a brick.
When he's in the nightclub as an old man,
mm-hmm.
and he's removed from a hip young
that bar exists, that 715 Club in Denver, Colorado. All those
out
people.
Of that nightclub?
No, but my friends worked there and we would gather there for song and mirth, you know.
It was written with the hatefulness of someone who could only really love a place, you know?
Oh yeah, no, all those places that everything in that book, I not the debauchery, but every gig I did. Every locale, every location.
Have you gone on stage after a chicken has defecated on the plopper?
Yeah, duck shit bingo.
It's a real thing.
Uh-huh.
You made less money than that man?
Yeah, for sure.
And you destroyed his
duck.
It
was also at a cancer benefit.
Oh.
I didn't free the duck. The freeing the duck was like beautiful. a symbolic moment.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if it was chicken or a duck in the book, but I think it was a duck. Yeah, duck shit bingo is a big thing in the mountain region of America.
Appalachian or the
No, the no, this is mountains. This is the west of the Rocky Mountains where I'm from.
You've got to have a culture.
We do have a culture.
Yeah,
it's mostly, it's a lot of cowboy hats. I come from rodeo.
So where were you... You're from California originally, and then you move out.
No, I'm from Colorado.
Didn't you say that the other team that you played against in the football was...
With Inglewood Pirates, Inglewood, Colorado.
I didn't know they had an Inglewood.
That's the thing about America is there's like 10 town names.
Springfield, over and over.
Springfield, Smithton.
So you are from Colorado.
Yeah.
And you've just stayed in Colorado.
Chumley's a big name.
Chumley?
Mm-hmm.
There's no big Chumley though, is there?
Gorgontown.
Gorgonzola. Gorgontown?
You should just get get one of those boats. What do they call the Gorgonzola?
Or like in
a gondola. Venice.
A gondola.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Death in Venice?
Of course.
It's so beautiful.
Who could forget?
When he powders his face and looks at the boy.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm dead in Venice. Yeah, he says it. That's his only line. I'm going to die in Venice.
I'm so horny, I'm going to die.
I have not seen Death in Venice.
Oh, really?
I don't watch films.
It's just a man who puts on makeup and looks at a little boy and dies on a beach.
What about Dennis the Menace? Have you seen that?
The boy's hotter than that.
Whoa.
He's a hot boy.
Is there anyone eating an apple off of a knife blade?
No, but that is always nice.
Sorry, we have
film.
To take a minute so we can put more coal in the camera.
God. You don't like cinema. This is something you said before. You were talking with somebody and they said, you don't like films? And you said, no, I read. I'm a reader.
I don't have the vocabulary to experience film as an art because okay. I don't really think, like when people say that a director is very important, it's like, no, the cinematographer was important and then the people who designed the costumes were important. The lighting guy was important. Like the director is just like a football coach, you know?
He's drafting a good team though. He gets absolute freedom to draft.
Sure.
People. I mean, there's a Tarantino vibe, even though he's working with different.
Right. So there's an aesthetic that some directors adhere to, and that's great. And I love those movies.
You prefer an auteur that the novelist controls every word, every small bit.
I don't really understand why film is an art. It seems like a big team effort that's put together.
Do you feel this way about comedy? That comedy is an art?
Or no.
You, it's a craft,
no.
Right?
Yeah, it's something you
it's
practice.
Like a table that has to
in
work.
In art, you get to. If I may be pretentious, I'm wearing a scarf.
Who would have thought this man was not interested in the visual medium?
Yes. I'm more of a visual double XL.
I think they should bring out the extra medium and let me go back to the 1L.
The extra medium.
The extra medium.
Well, there was a great show about a dwarf psychic who was on the loose called Small, Medium, and Large.
You didn't make that up then, did you? That's very good.
No, but it's always on the tip of my tongue.
All right.
Anytime anyone... Anytime I can, I think that's my dad's joke, honestly.
Well, this is a hack comedian all the way through this book.
Yeah.
But then the hack bits he does are great. There are the comedy is actually like a strong
that
part
was
of the book.
That was the hardest
you
part of it, man.
Yeah,
was to make it sound like it was hacky enough to make sense for him to do it in these terrible like Legion halls.
Yes,
but then also for it to be good enough in that room that you could tell that he was like a former master of the craft.
The first one is when there's like a blonde boy and he says you know Hitler's what is that Adolf Hitler's dream.
Hitler's dream come true or something. Yeah,
and then there's a crowd work bit that Norm likes about a big man and a small woman.
Yeah, and him,
which was great.
Like when they have sex, it's like a marshmallow on a stick.
Tree.
Yeah. Yep. You know what's embarrassing about that is the thing where he drinks someone's honey mustard off of their tray of chicken tenders. I've done that before.
Well, you've got to sometimes.
Yeah. Where you're like, can I have something? What are you eating? Can I have a bit? And they expect you to take a fry or something. Then you chug the mustard.
This is maybe my favorite and least favorite thing about comedy is when you see the thing that you have to do and you don't. I have to pour the drink down my front now. It's for the joke. Like there's something is happening in the room and you've got to, you see it before the audience does.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's not necessarily a choice. I have to call that woman a dumb slut. I see it coming. It's like a beach ball. It's coming at me. It's going to kill. I don't really want to do you fucking dumb slut. Exploding with happiness.
I've never done that.
Do you know what I mean? Well, not that thing. Or taking one's shirt off. Or I remember during COVID, I had to kiss everybody in the room. I just had to go out and kiss everybody on the mouth. This footage of me at the peak of COVID. Kissing.
Why? Because you're such a contrarian? You're an iconoclast?
I just knew it would be funny. And once you know there's the thing that's going to be funny, it's very hard to say.
Yeah, once we've all agreed upon something being a faux pas, nothing's funnier than doing the faux pas.
I mean, it's like a form of, it's like Jordan Peterson talking about, have you seen him talking about the guy playing the guitar?
No, I don't.
He cries. He weeps on the Joe
Rogan. I don't know shit about Jordan Peterson.
Well, now, fair.
I just don't. It's one of those, there's all these things that people think is part of a culture war.
And
it's like,
do you not participate in the culture war at all?
I don't know if the culture war is real. So many people in America don't know that Bud Light put a trans woman on the can. But a comedian's never always like, this is the fucking canary in the coal mine, man.
I mean, I think this is something of the age and that the culture has stopped. The culture sort of stopped in 2001. And it's just being repeated. People don't follow the news. I mean, I think of what is the last song that you could do a joke about that people would know and definitely know.
Probably like ba ba da bee da da ba da ba da bee da da ba da da bee da da. Sandstorm, is that what that was?
That's blue da ba dee da ba da. That's like 97. I mean, there's, I think, like Umbrella by Rihanna,
right?
Or like all those guys who do parody songs, they don't do that anymore.
No.
Well, when they do, it's like Baby by Justin Bieber is the last one where you could genuinely go, everyone's going to know this cultural touch point.
Interesting.
But about the, you know, the trans on the can.
Yeah.
People don't know. People aren't reading that specific news source. It's all become very atomized.
It's like when Louis C.K. was outed for the masturbating.
Mm.
No one knew about that. Like, so many people in America still don't know that Bill Cosby's a rapist.
Well, I don't know that Bill Cosby's a rapist.
I know. You haven't seen the evidence. Show me the panties. I remember that was your last album.
Well, it's not the panties. It's the, I've got to check this before I keep saying it. Do you know that how he was sent to jail? The fact of the grist?
What?
So he would drug women.
Yeah.
And have sex with them. But his defense was,
I wouldn't call it sex, James.
Well, his defense was that this was part of their relationship and that the women knew that they'd be drugged and they would come back for more. And that was just something, that was his kink.
Yeah.
And it was a consensual drugging and fuck him. And the thing that got him,
lost art.
I think it was I want to get this right. I think it was a WNBA player, but I'm not sure. But he was having sex
with, she wasn't into it for sure. Because he was a man.
I see there's lesbianism rife there as well.
Oh, yeah.
I went through our soccer team, our women's soccer team.
Yep.
I was trying to find one heterosexual. Couldn't do it.
That locker room must reek. Sweat and female ejaculate.
They're all juicy because they love each other.
Right.
So Bill Cosby drugs this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And his defense is, we were in a relationship. She knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And the thing that got him sent to prison is that one night he didn't, it was a cold night and he had sex with her. And he didn't put a blanket on her when he was done drugging her. And she got pneumonia. And they said if they're in a relationship, he would have put a blanket down. That's a man using her for sex. And I always think, well, only in a relationship would you hate someone enough to leave them out in the cold. A one-night stand, you make sure they have the blanket. And so on that, he got to prison. That's
innocent.
That's vaguely. I prefer the term not guilty. But
y'all got to feel
it's a higher legal standard. Yeah. But I believe that's why he went to prison. And I should check that. That wasn't a dream.
Yeah, I think you should check that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you this. My cousin, I'm not going to say which cousin.
Okay.
This isn't my story to tell. But her friend, long-term friend, this friend's mother was one of his victims.
Right.
And she said it wasn't a hoot and holler.
So why would she tell that lie?
Yeah. Cui bono. Who benefits? You too?
Look, I'm sure he... You, what, Bono?
Yeah. Instead of et tu? You too, Bono?
You too, cutie. Cute.
Whoops.
I'm going to get that. No, I think Bill Cosby probably. What's...
Not all of them.
I like...
No, he can't have that many and they were all consensual whoopsies. Time's a construct, man.
What's not a construct? People always say
this chair.
That chair is literally... Thank God that chair was constructed.
Properly.
Pushing the limits of construction. Yeah. Gender
a... Jesus Christ, Sam. God, you got your shooter over there, huh?
Sam's podcast. We're just living in it.
Yeah.
How long have we been going for?
An hour.
An hour. We'll cut that down to a good 45.
I think that there's a lot of usable stuff in here.
I think so. Would you like to talk down on any American comedians while you're here or Australian? I mean, you've been in the country for a long time.
Yeah, about 15 days.
It's been a long tour.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Have you seen anything good? Have you had the time to see anything worth seeing?
I think the peak was, well, the Melbourne Botanic Gardens.
Very nice.
One of my favorite places in the world.
Yep.
Tasteful. Just beautifully done and also free. Free to the public.
Are your Botanic Gardens not free?
Of course not. Because they want people to go in there and fucking shoot heroin and sleep underneath the pagodas.
I'm so nice that you still have a heroin shooting country.
Yeah.
We never went, we stayed on meth.
Everyone's on crystal out here. And in a whole city, like Perth wouldn't exist.
It's all like crystal meth?
Yeah.
Sorry. We don't have crack cocaine. That never made it.
No, you know what's funny? And this sounds hacky, but I'm sincere in this. The first week I was here, people would be like, yeah, the party was pretty lame. And then we rocked up and it was a good time. And I thought they were smoking crack cocaine because I didn't know that rocked up meant showed up.
No, I'd love to have some. A crack cocaine culture.
Really, you guys have fucking you have crystal meth.
That's all we have. And you'll have like a bad part of town, and people don't go there. It's all drugs, and then it's just sleepy heroin.
Right? Yeah.
Heroin is not a scary drug.
They're somnolent. Yes, they are. Very good. Somnambulist, left and right.
Somnambulant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
somnambulist is one who sleepwalks.
Yes.
One who's zombified.
on the nod, we say here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the meth people are just, they're going. They're happy.
Yeah.
We tried to introduce our lefty government.
They do the hippy dippy shake.
Tried to bring it. They have like heroin injecting rooms.
I know, we do that too. But
they tried to bring in ice smoking rooms.
Oh my God.
No one wants to be in that room.
Those are called tabs, right?
Oh, TAB, like the gambling room?
Yeah.
Have you been to a TAB?
I went in to try and get a beer at a TAB.
You can't get a beer there.
No.
No, but you can get a lemonade. Uh-huh. You can watch the doggies go around.
Yeah. Also, you have ginger beer here that has alcohol in it.
Yeah, of course.
My wife didn't know that. Oh. My wife was ordering ginger beers at like 3 p.m. and just like winding up like, hey, you want to go in the bathroom and make a smell? You know?
I was thinking you're on track to a disabled baby now and she didn't know about it.
No, no, but what's up with these ambulance bathrooms?
Tell me that again.
Ambulance bathrooms.
Have you just been shitting in the ambulance? What's going on?
Well, it's free here.
An ambulance bathroom.
Well, they're ambulance.
Oh, ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means if you're allowed to walk. Something like that.
You have to
like,
crawl in.
It's like this is for the disabled who can walk.
This isn't for the fucking half man on skateboards.
There's no crane here to take you out of your little chair.
Like the pools in America.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, with birdsong.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Is that piped in?
Yeah. It's the bell that says we have to leave.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to get. What time is it?
I would Let me ask to you this. Nice Sorry, now, before I do
what
this.
I left my phone in the car.
It is time to riff.
Oh, please.
I haven't switched my watch over to your 1.5 hour time change. Sam, what?
In the other direction, it's just a half hour time
What
change.
Time is it, Sam?
10 past 4.
Oh, we'll get you the art gallery yet, which is also free. What did you want to say?
You guys call them bikies. You got to knock that off.
Why? Is that too cute?
Yeah, it's very condescending.
They're good people.
There was a guy
they
named
call themselves
Zane.
Bikies, yeah.
Well, they should grow up a little bit. It's not a boy's game to shoot a cop in the chest with a shotgun.
One time.
This guy Zane was like, my brother's, he's away, he's in the poke hole for a long time, you know? He's up in it and we can't get him out.
This is one
we
of our university-educated Aussies.
Yeah, he has a master's
up
in art.
The tree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was like, "Yeah, my brother, he's got a swastika tattoo on his throat.
Of course,
and he shot a cop in the chest with a shotgun. He's a bikie," and I laughed really hard. And he's like, "Why are you laughing? It's definitive trauma." And I was like, "You call him a bikie? That's what you call a boy on a fucking three wheeler."
You call them koozies?
Yeah.
We've got stubby holders.
Yeah, you call them can jackets.
Well, I think there was an amputated
man. It's a dress for your tall boy.
An amputated man tried to buy a stubby holder from Youngblood, and he couldn't believe that this amputee was asking for a stubby. He's like, because you got a stub? You got stubs? What do you want me to do, give you a hug? I can't do his voice.
You can't do it.
No, I keep thinking he's from Texas.
Why would he want to give him a hug?
Stubby holder. But they don't call them stubby holes.
No, we call them koozies.
Why? I mean, that's also a silly name, isn't it?
Of course, we have silly names too.
Oh, you got that one. I don't know if you got any others. You don't have good fun slurs the way we do.
No.
You've gotten rid of them. You've purged your language, except for behind closed doors.
Ray O'Leary was like, now comedians come here and say, oh, you say cunt a lot, don't ya? That was his big take on American
That's you
comics.
Doing a New Zealander, doing an American, doing an Australian?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That was really the...
We're through the looking glass here, people.
I don't know if you've read Infinite Jest, but that was...
I have, it's difficult.
That complicated, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite? Do you like David Foster Wallace?
No.
Okay.
I like his essays. I like interviews with...
Too tough, too long. Brief interviews with Hideous Man, I thought was good.
Yeah, that's good. I like Dennis Johnson.
Unmasturbatory, David Foster Wallace thing, there's a bit where he talks about fingering a woman. There's a man who fingers a woman and puts his hand on her tummy to make sure she orgasms. And she's saying this is disgusting, I think.
Does he say tummy?
I don't think so.
A bikey fingered me.
You
his hand
tummy?
On me tummy.
Hand on my tummy. So you're not a big Foster Wallace fan?
No. I mean, I respect what he's done. His additions to the American
Franzen,
canon.
The other, you know.
No. Dennis Johnson, DeLillo. Cormac McCarthy, DeLillo's cool, Flannery O'Connor.
I love Flannery O'Connor.
Carson McCullers is cool.
Larry Brown
slept on. You know about Larry Brown?
No.
The poet laureate of Mississippi.
Larry Brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Mississippi.
The bastard son
Do
of Faulkner.
Your states have their own poets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the little ones?
You don't know about this poet guy?
I know about like federal, national poet laureate. I didn't know there'd be like a Wyoming poet.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ann Prulow or Pruel was their poet for a while.
This is nutty.
Yeah. You should take that song I wrote about my wife and put it in your book. You can have it.
That's very kind. Well, I can tell you that the one I wrote last night in a dream.
What was it?
It's
Waking Life. Can't wake up.
No, it was
Sleepless.
It's about getting all the... I had my wife send me a text message because my phone was on the other side of the room. But I want to do one about how all the celebrities smell. Like I gathered all the celebrities to see how they all smell. Maybe
like
it was
Shel
a better
Silverstein.
Dream.
I think
it's
he
a better
had
dream
that.
In the night. Yeah, I think someone's already done that.
I'll tell you this about Will Smith. I'm trying to name drop. This is the only interesting anecdote I have about Hollywood. I did a show with him. He has no odor. He doesn't smell like perfume. He doesn't smell like a man. He doesn't smell like laundry. There's no smell.
He's a villain in that Patrick Süskind novel, Perfume, Story of a Murderer. No, we were just talking about literary things before. He's got no smell.
Do you guys have a fucking writer here? Is it just like Chris Franklin sells his book after shows and everyone gives it a Nobel?
Chris Franklin has a book?
I don't know.
Yes, I went out. Actually, so I went out with him and I stayed at Jez Watches. No, we just had a big night out together with Sean Conway
in an
Aboriginal dance
night
music
out.
Nightclub in WA.
He's huge.
I went drink for drink with Chris.
Wow.
And the next morning I vomited a yellow bile, which I'd never done before.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
Aboriginal dart club?
A dance music nightclub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With the coaching staff of a football team who happened
which
to
one?
Be there.
Which one? Crows?
It was then the Frio Dockers. It was Ross Lyon.
Oh, yeah. Legend.
Legend of the game. Mm-hmm. He's a laconic fellow. Yeah, I won't bore you with Ross Lyon stories. But I couldn't keep up. I can't keep up with it. I go out with people and I think I'll drink with you and mm-hmm. I'll have a nice time and I can never do it.
We were on the piss last night, man.
In Perth?
Oh, we fucking popped him, slurped him, dumped him.
You can't keep up with Wolfie.
I can keep up with Wolfie. But he was like deep in the pints when I got off stage.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't do a set.
He had a head start. He wouldn't do a set.
No, I was like, do a set. He's like, I don't wanna! You know how he talks.
I do.
Yeah.
I was...
like a haunted tea kettle.
I'm too tired. We've got to go and do something now.
So we'll why don't that you... Up right what do we do now? How do you... We'd say get the boat or get him make a movie or whatever?
I'm trying to make this movie in November. Mm-hmm. I need $250,000.
Yeah. What's it called? Is it a documentary about having a chode?
It's Brad's Glove.
Oh, yeah. Brad's Glove.
Long and strong and ready to get the friction on. Do you have... you don't happen to have $250,000?
I do, yeah. Not to just like angel invest in your vanity project before you fucking leave town.
Appreciate it. Smart. Yeah. Smart. But how much can I put you down for?
What is everyone else putting in? Is this American dollars or is this your made up plastic
silly
money?
Silly
money. Oh, I could probably give you like 500K of your fake money.
I appreciate
That's
that.
That's like 3,500 American.
I'll put you down for 3,500 American.
No, 3,500 Tasmanian money. Or how about this? I'll give you 3,500 Australian, or you can take the mystery box.
This is a left-hand handshake, so it has no bearing.
Do you want
I'll
the mystery
the
box?
What's in the box?
Nothing. You actually owe me $40.
I'll fly you out.
You owe me the pipes
in the
box. Fly me out. I'll come back anytime.
All right, if you can be in the movie, that'd be something.
I can be in the movie.
We're planning. I haven't finished the script yet. I should finish the script.
I can play the glove.
Oh, if you want. I spoke to a filmmaker today, and I said I'm worried that the film, her name's Madeline.
And it wasn't Roman Polanski?
No, but he has agreed to rape a woman in Jack Nicholson's hot tub.
At least it's a woman this time.
She was very developed. And they still talk. They still write emails to each other. So I love that it was Jack Nicholson's hot tub. That makes it so much.
It's probably filled with piss like Bam Margera's house.
Is Bam Margera? I thought of him as having gotten his life together. No, that was Steve-O. Excuse me.
Bam Margera was throwing parties where like the whole thing was you can come in and we're going to fill a hot tub with piss and you can swim in it for $30.
Bam.
Yeah.
Naughty man. What was that? Was it the film? Oh, she said dream sequences. I just wanted to get that out.
Oh, yeah.
She said make it longer by adding a dream sequence. So you could possibly play the glove in a dream sequence.
You should add more boring parts to your film.
I find people respect you more if your film's boring.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why keep it entertaining the whole time and then just say this is commercial drivel?
Look at Mizuruki or whatever.
Miyazaki.
Sure. I rode one of those over here.
Maserati?
Yeah. You know what I don't like?
Mushy, mushy. Thank you for coming. Go on.
Squishy, squishy. I don't like that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I didn't see it.
It sucked.
Yeah, I thought it would suck.
Yeah.
Too many people I didn't respect told me it was good. And that swore me off it, which is
everyone
how
had
I judge
to say
everything.
It was good. Everyone had to say, get behind it. This is amazing. I thought it was... There was no fucking story. It's just like someone read Camus when they were like 35 and realized that there's no point. And then they were like, oh, I'm going to make a movie.
Well, I think that's a weak reading of Camus. I think the point of Camus is that there's...
You assign meaning. There is no meaning.
You have to assign meaning.
Yeah. There's only one choice.
Yes, suicide is not a valid option.
Mm-mm.
I do believe.
Because you want to go to heaven.
Well, Camus says suicide is not a valid choice.
Yeah, I know. I you can't do it because of that pinky swear you made to the big man.
So if I want to die, I just have to go into a rough neighborhood and start talking smack.
Yeah, yeah.
That's suicide by getting taken out. This is apparently I think people do.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
No, I'm not allowed to do it.
A lot of viral videos are built on that premise.
I think I might have a nicer algorithm that doesn't show me anything too violent or sexual. I've been asking it really nicely to take that away.
Oh, dude, I don't have a perverse algorithm at all.
What's on your algorithm?
It's mostly like, honestly, what's weird is there is a pair of breasts every now and then.
Sure.
But it's the exact same pair of breasts attached to a different woman. It's like they're so hyper-specific now that they can tell.
They know the size that you
like. I like a dangly bag, you know, a braless, fancy-free situation. But also now there's a bunch of Yemeni men cooking food by a river.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. It's a big blade. He chops up some peppers.
I didn't know they had food. I thought that was a big thing in their country at the moment, that they were dying of a famine.
In Yemen?
Yeah.
Famine.
Did you not know about the famine in Yemen?
No.
You look as though you might have been the cause of it. That's an old gag. That's an old gag. No, they're having a bad time in Yemen, I do believe.
Really?
Well, might have been Yemen. Was it Yemen? I think it was Yemen. Look, I think you're doing great things. I'm so glad you're in Australia. I just want to say that.
I'm glad to be here. Listen to my podcast, Chubby Behemoth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you find that... I find that Americans don't let you say nice things about them very often. They shut you down. They think you're blowing smoke up their ass.
No, you've just been hanging out with too many New York comedians.
Yes, they don't care for it. I said to Ari Shaffir, I saw him, and I said, so nice to see you. He was like, calm down.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't even get to be a flatterer.
Well, it's very sweet, and I'm very grateful. But yeah, I mean, I think it's more of a matter of it's not interesting to them. For you to tell me all the stuff you said on the ride over, you're the best, most underrated comic in the world. I can't wait for you to pop. And then you said, like a balloon, because you're a fat guy. And I was like, oh. So that's why I don't want you to say it here.
Do you feel you might be a better... Are you worried that being an author... I mean, you obviously... uniformly successful at this immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Stand-up comedy takes a long time. It's hard on the body.
Right.
The career's up and it's low. Is it just the love that one has for comedy that keeps one going? I feel you could just write.
I could, and I'd be happier, but I love stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I do get more joy out of that now.
Really?
Well, because stand-up is just like a series of levers you pull. You know how to do it.
It's a bag of tricks.
Not that I'm a fucking genius.
No, I hear you.
And also on stage, I don't care if anyone thinks I'm smart. I want people to think this is like a literary novel.
Does this use more of your brain when you're working on it? You feel more tired?
For sure.
Yeah.
Exhausto.
That is sort of, I think, the only way to... Excuse me, a little limonado came back.
Oh, yeah.
When I bought the coffees before I bought a can of lemonade soft drink.
You didn't share that.
No, I sculled it on the way back so that no one would judge me for having had a little extra limonado.
Yeah.
But I'm paying the toll.
That would have been nice to have it.
I was so good with the sandwich.
Yeah.
But I think that fatigue does let you know when you're working on the right thing.
I just really like that, and I could easily move to like Paris and just write books.
I see you as a James Baldwin type figure.
Yeah, yeah. Only accepted there because I'm a black homosexual.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
known
here.
People say that I'm like the modern James Baldwin a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of who the novel was similar to.
Dennis Johnson.
I did see you. I started reading his short stories after I saw you say that.
Largesse of the Sea Maiden. Is that what you read?
I just read the first one that popped up. I'll be honest. But
it's about prison.
Flannery O'Connor.
She's the greatest short story writer.
Something there, yes.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien wrote his PhD on her, or his master's. He wrote his like top university paper.
At Harvard?
At Harvard, on Flannery O'Connor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to meet Conan.
Yes, it would be good.
I kept auditioning for his show, and J.P. Buck was like, none of this makes sense. And I was like, yeah, I don't do 7 minutes.
Getting on the American television circuit
matter anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, but it still seems cool. It would be nice to do your clean five on Kimmel, wouldn't it?
No. What, for $1,200 so 18 people see it?
I'd love $1,200. Oh, you will have been to Biscuit World. Have you been to Biscuit World?
Why would you assume
that? Because you've been on the Road Dog and you've been in West Virginia.
I've not been to Biscuit World.
Oh, it's their franchise. They have like 47 Biscuits World. I think it's like Attorneys General. 47 Biscuits World.
There's the apostrophe.
And it's only in West Virginia, and then there's like one in Louisiana where they ship the biscuits.
No, you're going to have to start going to, in that part of the world, Wawa.
What's a Wawa?
Wawa's like a big gas station that has a great deli in there. You get a good sandwich. Turkey. You guys don't like turkey here.
It's not a big thing here. We don't
eat some turkey.
Wasn't Wawa The that's first word that like. Helen Keller said when she came back
allegedly.
From
that's
being
all a fucking
mute.
Ruse.
Isn't it?
What?
I believe she was a eugenicist as well.
She was, yeah. But then she renounced it later on.
Did she?
Yeah.
I like to think that's she what never her handler said anything. Said. And the handler was just like, Helen regrets.
Yeah, the handler was like, you're Sam, who's just making edits to fit the fucking...
this podcast never goes out. This is all this is the good. Project. We should go and do something before the show. Otherwise, I'll be too mentally taxed.
Yeah, yeah. I've been talking a lot. Anything.
It's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Congratulations, Sam, on your pending nuptials. Sam T.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.